So, Michaela, we're sitting in your office slash recording studio in the middle of August, and we've just cranked up the air conditioner because it's so damn hot today. So this is winter in Queensland. But it begs the question, would you rather be hot or cold? I mean weather-wise, by the way.
Yeah. Well, this I've always thought about this question. I hate being hot, so I'd have to say cold. I think I'd rather be cold than hot.
What's the coldest place you've ever been to?
I went to Tasmania. It was pretty cold then. I was up at the top of a... I've been to Queenstown. That's pretty cold.
Was it snowing?
Sort of.
That's pretty cold.
But up on this top... Actually, the coldest I've ever been, it was in San Francisco.
Oh, good old San Fran.
Yeah, because we were on this cliff and it was this wind. It was so chilling. It wasn't actually, like, cold, but this wind.
The wind chill,
was,
yeah.
Oh, wind incredible. But anyway, no, I don't do heat at all. Well, it's winter and I still sleep with a fan on.
Wow. That's impressive.
I cannot stand to be... I'd rather be, like, make the room colder so that I'm warmer.
Apparently it's better for your sleep quality anyway, to sleep in a cool room.
Anyway. Oh, I sleep so much better in the summer because I have an air conditioning in my room. Because I have an air conditioning everywhere I go. I had air conditioning when I was a kid in my bedroom. So I've grown up always having one.
Look at you burning fossil fuels.
I know. Well, my room was too low. You couldn't get a ceiling fan in.
Because it'd take the top of your head off.
Yeah.
Well, not yours,
so
but everybody else's.
My parents put an air conditioning in my room, and from then I just don't deal with sleeping in the heat at all.
Benefits of being an only child, eh?
It is. But I'm not someone greenies would like.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
So welcome to the Tradies Business Show, where we like recording in air-conditioned comfort as we...
where we are stars, Warwick.
We suck up the coal-fired electricity. Look at us go.
Well, I am in a corner room inside the house. It's full of glass windows.
And the sun is beating onto
that
glass.
I am sweating.
It does beg the question, you know, why in one of the hottest, driest continents on the planet, being Australia... Double glazing just hasn't really caught on more, you know, or thermal rated glass.
Well, is 80-year-old windows, but...
Yeah, come on, 84 years ago they had... No, they didn't really.
But it's so funny because in the winter, our inside the house is freezing.
Yeah.
So I sit in here sweltering, I get my jumper on, and then I walk out to the rest of the house because it's cold. It's weird.
But that's the thing about Queensland houses, they're built for summer because it's cold for about 10 minutes of the year up here.
That's it.
Anywho, today's a bit of a quick episode. Well, that's the plan. It may not work out that way.
Well, it came up in our Toolkit private Facebook group for our Tradies Business Toolkit members. One of our members found some proposal software and how much it changed their life. And I just thought, hang on, this isn't something really we've talked about heaps on the show. And I was surprised that a lot of people didn't know about it. In the toolkit. So I thought we'd just touch on some of the options today and why you should look at it.
Yep.
So we're talking about online proposal software that you use a website for to send your proposals. So they're sitting in the cloud, basically.
You mean I don't write them up by hand in a carbon copy book and send them in the mail?
No.
Oh.
And you don't attach these to, like, do a PowerPoint or Word document and attach them. You can actually download a PDF copy and send them, but they actually you send a link, and that person clicks on the link and it goes to your proposal, which is online.
Fancy.
Very fancy. A heap of great benefits for these. One is that you can have templates set up, so it actually doesn't take you very long to create these, but they allow you to put videos and photos in and text and make them look really swish. So very easy to do. And it doesn't take you long at all. But some of the really cool features are you can actually see when someone opens it. So you can follow up.
So they might just happen to get a random phone call the next day.
That's right. It also lets you see how long they spend on each page.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can see what they're reading and what they don't. Now, what I found when I used to use this a few years ago is people say, I haven't had time for that. I can tell you within 5 minutes of getting your email, 9 times out of 10 they're opening your proposals.
Yep.
And you can actually see this happen.
What? You mean they're lying to us?
Well,
saying they haven't had time.
Saying exactly, but they open it and they skip through to the price page nearly every time. You can see how long they spend on each page, and then they're on the price page.
Yep.
But there is some really cool things like video, like I said, that can allow them to stay on the proposal longer.
Mm-hmm.
Other benefits are like one-click proposals. So if they want to go ahead, it's just a matter of they click a button saying, I accept the proposal.
Cool.
So very, very quick and easy to get there.
And obviously that sends an email back to the business owner, to the tradie, yep. And says this person's accepted their proposal.
That's it. And you can, before where they'd have to, print off their proposal, they'd sign it, scan it, or fax it back. You know, people just hate doing that, never
quote
get around
acceptance
to it.
Forms.
Yes. It allows you to close more deals much more quickly. Just this one click and it's done.
Because it reduces friction. You know, anything that makes it easier for people to buy is going to increase the chances that they do. So,
And you could also have on the screen signatures and automatic signatures put in as well to help with acceptance.
Yep.
You can have commenting, so they can, like real-time commenting, so you can answer their questions straight away if you can't get them on the phone or they're looking at it. So there's some really, really cool stuff that you can do.
And I'll have to say, I saw an example of this. I was sitting with one of my business wingman clients and he's actually using, so Andy Hoon we had on the show a little while ago talking about marketing automation and in particular ActiveCampaign, and I was sitting with one of my clients who's now working with Andy, and Andy uses an online proposal and proposal acceptance, and I watched my client actually do this. We ran through it together. Andy, if you're listening, mate, you owe me more than a beer, buddy. But he signed the document with his mouse, clicked accept, and deal was done. Neither of them had to leave their office. So, if that was a paper version, he had to book another meeting, and Andy had to follow up, it would have been a lot harder for both of them to do that. So, very cool tool, and I thought, this is definitely something that our tradies could be using more.
Yep. And look, once you've set up, when you start, it does take a little bit to set up your template or get to use it, but I just guarantee you it's going to make you more money and make life so much easier.
But like everything, Michaela, that initial setup is something that a lot of us avoid because I don't have time for that, I don't have time for that. But the amount of time you spend running around trying to find work, that if you picked up an extra job or two here or there, it more than pays for that investment of your time to get it set up. Because once you do that work, that's it, it's done. You don't have to do that setup ever again. And it saves you a bucket load of time. I know James from Paintway, another one of our Toolkit members and previous guests on the show, he uses one. I think he's using Quote Roller or Quotify or something.
Quotient,
that's it, Quotient. And he loves it. So it really did transform his business. And, he's able to give people multiple options in the proposal so they can pick from package A, B, or C and do some really cool stuff that takes a lot more time if you're typing these bloody things up every time you do a quote.
That's it. And it's also just, like you said before, makes it easy to buy. Mm. So, yes, there is a fee per month to pay for some of these, like there is with all.
Right, you mean I've got to pay for this?
Yes. But a lot of them have 14-day free trials. So you can go in, have a look around. But really, they range from $20 a month to, $40 a month.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to get that back in.
You don't even need to win one more job as a result of it.
And just the time itself, that it would save you, chasing up clients. But I really do love that you can see when they've opened it, so you know exactly when to follow up at the exact time.
Yep.
I think that's pretty
clever.
Probably
don't ring them, 15 seconds after they've opened it. Oh, I see that you've got it open. Oh, no, I don't.
Yes.
I mean, I just happened to ring.
But there you go. You're saving time because you're knowing you're ringing at the right time.
Yeah.
So there's one time saving. A lot of them also integrate with things like Xero, your accounting systems, or your CRM programs. So they're pulling that customer data over, so you're not retyping all that, or they're keeping a copy of it within your CRM, which makes it a lot easier as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd mention a couple of different programs that I've used or had experience with. So I think one of the better ones for most of our clients, listeners, would be QuoteRoller. Mm-hmm. This is particularly a good one now called PandaDoc, but this is particularly good if you want to do pictures and videos and portfolio pieces and a bit more into your proposals.
Yep.
That starts at around $20 a month. For most of it, it's about $40 a month US, but again, the cost you'll get back, you know, in no time.
Yep.
So that's QuoteRoller.com. Quotient, which is the one you just said James uses, is more of a one-page simple quote layout, good for smaller jobs. And again, you can send those a link. They open it, they can accept it.
Mm-hmm.
It also integrates with Xero. That one I know does as well, which is really good. So that's more at your lower end, but great for simpler type quotes.
Yep.
Another one that I haven't used, but some of our toolkit members have had experience with, is
Proposify.
Proposify.
Why don't they have simpler names? They're trying to be fancy.
Yeah, I know. Proposify, which again has all the same benefits as well.
Yep.
You know, and these can be opened on any device connected to the internet at any time. So again, you're not having to go, you know, find them and things like that.
And you're not having to have the version of the quote that you left on your computer in the office, and you're out on the, or you're on holidays or away for the weekend. It's like, oh crap, no, I'll have to change it when I get back. Again, it just reduces friction and makes life easier for everybody.
Yep. And I mean, a lot of these templates have drop and drag sections as well. That makes it really easy to put it together.
Yep.
And that one again, that has a 30-day free trial, starts at around $25 a month and goes up from there, just depending on how much you need and things like that.
Yep.
So that's three programs that we've, but there is, you know, a few others out there, and please let us know if you have used another one. But I think the message here is to really look at this kind of software to help close more deals quicker and save you time in the quoting process, because also if you've got templates set up, you can easily do these on your iPad or device when you're at someone's house.
Yeah.
You're just picking what package or price,
and you can get a great looking proposal back to somebody in 24 hours or less, whereas the competitor might take 3 or 4 days to get to that, type it up, print it out and send it, or email it as an attachment, and you're just going to look like someone who's on it, you know.
Well, a lot of these, if you set them up right, you can do straight away.
Yeah.
And some I know get back to their car within 10 minutes they've got the proposal.
And it's wowing people. You know, these are the one percenters that Michaela and I talk about, of just little simple things that you can do to really set yourself apart from the other tradespeople out there, and also just to impress people. You know, it's professional, and I'm going to be more likely to have a look at your proposal and seriously consider dealing with you if you've got the other things in place, you know, the uniforms and the phone answering and all the other stuff. So it's not just about price.
That's it. So let us know if you use one, if you've had success. If you want more help with your trade business, have a look at tradiesbusinessshow.com/toolkit. That's where the private members hang out and talk about these kind of stuff and give each other ideas on how to improve their business, as well as weekly live Q&A videos from us, or Warwick does 99% of them, or heaps of tools and templates and other things as well.
And extended weekly emails as well with more information in there. So that's where the heavy lifting is getting done, is in the Tradies Business Toolkit. Great to have you with us. Always awesome to get feedback from our listeners. And until we come up with another episode, hooroo.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.